And at just about 9 o'clock, you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan, and it's Friday morning, which means it's once again time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to get you on a Friday state of mind right now. This is the John Galbraith Trio, back in just a few minutes.
Again and down, all I found holds me back from where I should be going. But day by day, I'll find a way to go. I'm all alone, not all alone again now. On my way, I'm bouncing back again. I don't care what you say, I can stay around you where I've been. I'll be bouncing back again. Step by step, hold on to what's left before it's gone. Everywhere I turn around and knock back down to the ground again. I'm lower than I've ever been, I lose again, I never win it seems. Trying harder to get by, holding on to the long forgotten. On my way, I'm bouncing back again. I don't care what you say, I can't stay around where I've been. I'll be bouncing back.
There you go. Welcome to the program, everybody. It's Open Mic Radio, Friday, November the 22nd, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in studio performances, sometimes, sometimes not. Got a good program for you lined up. And we'll do a rundown of weekly musical events, things that are happening this weekend around town in the music scene. All right. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with you. Hope things are good for you out there. Welcome to the show. Beautiful morning. A little on the chilly side, but real nice day, it looks like. Not too cold, and I think the rest of the weekend looks pretty good as well. So in any case, enjoy the day. Looks like it's going to be a good one. Got a great show in store this morning. I'm excited to have Mr. John Galbraith here with me in the studio. We also have Peter Lemire, new drummer for John's band. Tom Williams is going to be here in a little bit from La Movida, but we also have Memphis Chris Robinson sitting here in front of me, which is great. So a bunch of folks in the studio this morning. And John was here with me about a year ago, actually. It was November the 9th that you were here last. And I guess time flies. But anyhow, I think we're going to have a visit from, what did we say, Tom Williams? And maybe we might get BC from Don't Mind Dying on the phone as well. I mentioned Chris Robinson is here. La Movida, Los Desterados. I'm not sure which project has something going on this weekend or coming up, but we'll talk with Chris about that. And we'll have some fun like we do every week. We'll also do a rundown of some of the things that are happening tonight and tomorrow. There's lots going on, so get out there and get yourself into something. Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. We got enough people here, we might as well have some more. So the doors are open, both the front and the back. And it's KOPN, OPN as in open. So come on down and say hi. You can chat with John and Peter and myself and Chris. And always welcome to come on down and say hello. All right, before we get too busy, let me say thanks to the Fried Crawdaddies for coming down last week. Always fun talking with those guys. Mostly about the Last Waltz. Last week we talked about there's going to be some great music performed and a bunch of great artists on the 29th of November. That is, a week from today. The Fried Crawdaddies will be performing the role of the band, of course, from the Last Waltz, and then a whole bunch of guests, musicians from around the area performing roles of, you know, things like Neil Young and Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan, and we'll have to see who's going to be performing those roles. They kind of keep it a secret, and they're kind of releasing a name here and there over the course of the week. There's the lovely Diana Moxon, by the way, peeking her head in here. Hi, Diana. Stick around 10 o'clock for Speaking of the Arts, by the way. Diana Moxon brings you all of the latest, greatest information about the art scene here in mid-Missouri. All right, yeah. But anyway, the Fried Crawdaddies, they'll be performing the Last Waltz with a whole bunch of other really talented folks next Friday. I actually ran into Alan yesterday at the quarry. I ran down there to say hi to Mary, and Alan Loshbaugh came in, and he was getting one of those Irish coffees that they make down there. And we ended up chatting at the bar about music. Had a real interesting conversation. He's a great musician, great bass player, and can play the drums too, I think, and he sings. And anyway, it's a privilege to have all these great musicians around us and in town and get the chance to see them out and have them here on the radio and all that stuff. So anyway, thanks to the Fried Crawdaddies. Those guys are awesome and fun to see them out playing their songs, okay? All right, we're going to play one more here from the John Galbraith 3, the trio, and we'll be back with the man himself and a couple other folks here in the studio with me. It's Mike, and this is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We're on the dial at 89.5 FM and, of course, streaming on the web all across this pretty blue planet at www.kopn.org. This is a song called It Never Gets Easy, and we'll find out a little bit about this music when we come back and talk with John, but he's got a new record out. It's called All the Little Things, and this is the second track. Once again, it's It Never Gets Easy, the John Galbraith Trio. Back in a few minutes. It's Open Mic Radio.
Drove by your house again last night, dropping off a friend, I was given a ride. Through the window I could see a light. Never gets easy, never gets easy. It's easy. saw you again. I said no, don't know where you've been. It's been a while since I've seen you then. Sleep, but sleep won't come. Like to leave, but I can't run. After all we did, after all we've done, never gets easy. By your house again last night.
Wow. All right, the John Galbraith Trio speaking the truth there. It's Mike. You listen to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. That one was called It Never Gets Easy. Great song. John, welcome to the program. Hi, man.
Hi, thanks.
Thank you for being here. And also, I want to say hi to Peter Lemire. Haven't had Peter on the program before, so hello, Peter.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here, man. And Memphis Chris. Hi, bud.
Hey, brother Mike.
Good to see you, my friend. All right, so John Galbraith. Hey, all right, here we go. Looks like we got Tom Williams in the house as well.
Good to see you.
Everybody get to say hello. Yeah, Peter, Tom, how you doing, my brother? Cool. All right, now I think we got a full house here, and that's about what we're going to have. So, John, your new record is called All the Little Things. Let's talk a little bit about your new album.
Okay, yeah. We probably started about a year ago with a different drummer, John Thomas on drums, and kind of started recording it, the process backwards, as different than what we normally do.
What do you mean?
Normally when band gets, we practice the songs and we go in the studio and nail out about, you know, 9 or 10 songs with the drums, bass, and guitar and the basic tracks. This one, I went in and recorded the acoustic guitar and vocals first. That's just how I ended up doing it. And then we had the drums and bass come in afterwards, and then eventually added all these other instruments like the cello, and that was Greg Spillman from the Jefferson City Symphony on cello on there, and he plays
on that song.
Yeah, he plays on two or three other songs.
Oh man, just beautiful. The instrumentation on that last one just sounded lovely.
Thanks.
Yeah. Where did you record? Is that down at Will's place?
Yeah, Will's Central Cellar. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, he's involved in so many great projects. I can't say enough good things about Will Reeves and doing great work over there again with John and his band. How many tracks are on this new record? I think there are 10 songs in it, right, John?
Yeah, 10 songs.
And it's an interesting mix. You've got some rockin' stuff on there, and then you've got some more mellow sort of ballad type stuff. In fact, there are a couple on here that really caught my ear, and we'll play a couple more as we get through the program here. But is this material that was all written during a particular period, or is it stuff that you've dragged in from years back?
I think it's all written new for this, except I may have had like a one song may have had a chorus, or the music I've probably had been playing for like years and finally finish it out with some lyrics that I liked or something. But I think everything's new. Yeah.
And you've got a performance coming up, I think, tomorrow night, where people can probably hear some of this new music, right?
Yeah, Rose Music Hall. It's a CD release with Western States from St. Louis and Don't Mind Dying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a great show. So that's tomorrow night at Rose. And we'll tell you a little bit more about what's happening around town this weekend, but you might put that one on your calendar for tomorrow night. You've got Western States, Don't Mind Dying, and the John Galbraith Trio with their album release party tomorrow night at Rose. That's going to be a lot of fun, and some really good music and some rock and roll going on tomorrow night. You ever played with BC and Don't Mind Dying before?
Yeah. We have in different bands. My old band Mondo played with them before.
Yeah.
I think maybe the Grievances have. I don't remember if JG... I don't think JG3 has before, but ever since... I mean, we used to play with them back in Eastside when they had different drummer and different guitar player and stuff.
I remember Slug Trail from way back in the day. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Good times, great oldies.
All right, well, that's going to be a fun show. And you said Western States as well. I was curious who was involved in that project, and you filled me in while we were off the air, but why don't you tell people who's involved with Western States? That sounds like a great great project.
Yeah, it sounds, from what I've heard online, it sounds great. It's Tim Lloyd, used to be in the Doxies, mm-hmm. and the bass player from the Doxies, whichever Manus brother that is, and Sean Kanan
from Bachman
here, and then he plays
Stickley, and
yeah, he plays all the time in St. Louis.
Yeah,
and I think they have steel and fiddle playing with them too. It looked like quite a big band, maybe six people or something. I'm not sure.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's happening tomorrow night. Everybody got Don't Mind Dying, Western States, and the JG3 with their album release party. The new record, by the way, is called All the Little Things. When did you release that, John? Just a month ago.
Yeah, well, we'll call in tomorrow the CD release, but it's probably been online for a few weeks, probably.
Yeah, okay, but first time it's available to the public will be tomorrow if they want to buy a CD or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Once again, Rose tomorrow night. Show's at what, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, doors at 8.
Doors at 8, show at 9 probably.
Yeah, we start right at 9.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's go over here to Peter. You've never been here on the program before. I don't know much about you. Where are you from, Peter?
I was born here in Como, but then haven't lived here for 26 years, something like that.
Columbia's weird like that. People, you know, they're here, then they leave. It's like a rubber band, and then they end up getting pulled back here,
it seems like.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I am not the first, I've learned.
Where'd you go for 20 years?
I grew up in Arizona, lived in Chicago, New Mexico, Boston, kind of all over.
All right.
My wife is a student, so we came back here for that.
Right on. And how'd you hook up with John?
Good old Craigslist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the only person that sounded, probably the only person I replied to. And I mean, I heard from maybe two or three other people, but, and then it worked out great.
And you just said you were looking for a drummer?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I think John asked, you know, who do you like? And I think I said John Lennon and Gene Clark.
And that was enough, huh?
And... Right. Well, maybe I hope that wasn't all of it. But
all right. A little bit about your drumming background. You self-taught. You classically trained. Tell us about the kind of drummer you are.
Yeah. So growing up, I took lessons in jazz. So I played jazz for a long time. It was little jazz combos.
Cool.
And then this like thing happened in Tucson, where I grew up, where Calexico got big. And this whole alternative country scene sort of blew up. Nico Kaye started recording there. So I played a bunch of alt country stuff for a while, and then went to college and lived in cities and couldn't drum because the cops would be called, you know, right. And I didn't have $100 to spend every week for a practice space for an hour.
Right.
So, yeah, kind of put it down for a while, played a little bit of soul music here and there, but... moved to Columbia, where everybody has basements, set up my drums in a basement, and kind of got back into it.
There you go.
And, yeah, started looking for people to play with.
And how long ago did you and John start playing together?
When was that? Early summer?
I guess so.
So just a few months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Other instruments, or primarily a drummer?
Drums is the thing I'm not embarrassed about playing in front of people. But yeah, I mean, I do play guitar, kind of, and I play bass, kind of.
Yeah, all right. Well, good to have you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Right on. And who's playing bass? You still...
Yeah, Nick
Gorham. Nick Gorham's still playing bass.
Yeah,
Nick. Good. I was hoping Nick could come down here, but he turns out he had to work, or he's out in Kansas City or something.
Yeah, I think he's still in Kansas City. I think he gets back tonight.
Yeah, he's a great player, and he actually does some nice songwriting as well, and he can play the guitar very well. Most people know him as a bass player, but yeah.
Yeah.
He's a beautiful songwriter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right, are all the songs that are on your new record Galbraith songs, or has anybody else helped out with writing?
Yeah, I guess they're all mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Do you ever do collaboration with other people, or are you primarily writing all your own?
Primarily on my own, yeah. I can't think of anything recently that I've co-written with anybody, unless I've helped somebody with a song or something here or there.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about some of the guest artists that are on the record. You've got a whole bunch of different people that laid down some different parts. Maybe you could talk about some of the people that helped out on the record.
Yeah, as I mentioned, Greg Spillman.
Yeah, playing the cello.
Yeah, he lives around down by Lynn. And Missy McFeeters is a wife of a friend of mine. She lives down at the lake. Mm-hmm. And he recorded the violin parts. She plays violin. And my son Cole plays French horn on a song.
Yeah.
And plays trombone.
Man Without a Plan, that's a great song.
Plays trombone at the end. And Andrew Weir plays accordion on a couple songs, and Kevin Harris plays keys on quite a few songs. And there's Ryan Matijak plays tuba on a couple songs.
That's awesome.
And I think that's all the extra musicians.
All right. And again, you did that at Will's place. You said some of the stuff was recorded elsewhere, though, and then what do? You bring the tapes to Will, and he puts it all together or something?
Yeah, just the violin was recorded down at the lake, and we just send it online, and Will picks it up, and I don't record. I don't know how they do this stuff.
It's amazing to me now that you can, with the modern technology, that people can record different pieces here or there and just put it all together, and it sounds like they're all in the studio together, you know?
Studio magic.
It's great. Let's talk to Tom and Chris here for a second. What do you guys got going on, Memphis Chris?
All right, so the night before Thanksgiving, Wednesday night at Rose Music Hall, we have La Movida with Los Desterados.
Nice. So that's kind of the same band, but plus or minus? What's going on?
No. It's exactly the same band.
I didn't want to say that.
It's exactly the same personnel. The Los Desterados was basically born, I think, in 2005, 2006.
That sounds about right.
Moondog and I got together. I had recently moved from Memphis, and I saw Moondog playing flamenco.
Oh yeah.
Rumba guitar, which I had never really heard before.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He was playing at a Cherry Street Artisan, and I went up to him. And I'm like, "Hey, man, I'd like to play harmonica over what you're playing, because that was just a new sound." And so that's kind of where the project began.
Uh-huh.
And so Los Desterados is a combination of Latin and blues and rock and whatever else we feel like throwing in there. And then La Movida was born sort of shortly after I developed some health problems and couldn't play out as much. So La Movida was born and evolved and became primarily salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Salsa rock.
Nice. It's kind of born out of the ashes of Del Alma, so it's like the phoenix rises again. You know? So.
Yeah. Well, I remember when they used to do the salsa dancing at the Blue Fugue every Tuesday night or something like that. You guys were a huge hit there for a while.
That was the La Movida regular gig.
Yeah, yeah, and it was very well attended. I remember all kinds of people would go down for that.
Yeah, yeah, we had Fridays for like 2-3 years, I think. So it was good.
Yeah, yeah. That's Tom Williams. You're hearing over there talking with Chris. Tom, a little bit about your background for people who don't know.
Oh man, gosh, I've been playing guitar, I guess, professionally since like '89. I started when I was 14 playing for the Summer Repertory Theater at Mizzou, at the Reinsberger Theater,
nice,
just for plays and stuff. And then, yeah, just been doing it ever since. And yeah, I actually started playing with Del Alma in 1993.
Incredible.
And so, like, yeah, I was 18 then. And then, yeah, we put out a couple CDs, toured and everything. And but, you know, that, as you know, we were talking about, kind of like, you know, Del Alma kind of died. Like, Alfredo moved up to Iowa, and out of the ashes of Del Alma, La Movida was born. And yeah, that's kind of where we are now. So,
all right, yeah. What's the makeup going to be of the band on Wednesday when you play?
So we'll have Tom, myself, Steve Varner is on drums.
Oh yeah, Steven. Yeah, great
Kevin,
drummer.
Kevin Gamble is on bass. He's played with us before.
I don't know Kevin.
Good bass player. Diego, and I don't know Diego's last name. He just recently he joined us for this gig. Mm-hmm. And
he's Huaman, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he's from, yeah, he's from Peru.
I like the way you say that. I'm Huaman.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Peruvian, great guy, yeah. great percussionist.
Nice.
And so
it's playing a traditional drum kit, or playing like congas,
he's,
or bongos?
He's playing congas and bongos.
Awesome.
So, and sax,
yes.
Damn,
he's doing some sax.
So there's going to be a big band.
So yeah, so it's going to be, you know, the first set is going to be a fusion of all the kind of stuff that we do, and then the second set is going to be more salsa and
merengue and
cumbia and there you go,
vallenato.
Yep, what he said.
Yes. All right.
We were thinking about the only other band that we can think of that is like the exact same band and personnel, but they do two different sets, is Hank the Third.
Yeah.
Anybody see Hank the Third, where, yeah, you know, he'll come out and do his country set, and he's like, okay, next set coming up is metal. If you don't like metal, we won't take it personally if you leave now. But so we have sort of a Hank Third thing going on. The,
wow,
the styles aren't quite as drastically different, but if you're more inclined towards you know, salsa dancing, the second set's for you. And if you want to do some freestyle and kind of want to hear a bunch of bizarre combinations of things, that you
bluesy
might,
stuff,
bluesy, yeah, bluesy. You're right. I'm probably singing more in the first one, and right, a little more Santana like, I guess.
All right. And Moondog's gonna be playing as well.
Moondog's gonna be playing, okay, the whole time.
All right. So very good. All right. Well, let's take a break here. I'm gonna play another song from the new JG3 record. This is the first song on the album. It's called "Every Time I Look Around." John, tell me a little bit about that track.
It's got a lot of mandolin on it, and besides that, I don't know. This guy has Kevin Harris on organ.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. This is once again the John Galbraith Trio. And after a new record, the record's called All Little Things, and this is a song called Every Time I Look Around. It's open mic radio. Listen to it here on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. We're streaming on the web at kopn.org. When we come back, if the radio gods are looking kindly upon us, we'll have Brian Craig from Don't Mind Dying back in a few minutes. Open mic radio, KOPN.
Sounds.
Every time I look around, there's a new one from the John Galbraith Trio. You can hear them tomorrow night at Rose Music Hall. It's an album release party for the JG3. They're going to be joined by a band called Western States and a band called Don't Mind Dying. And it just so happens that we've got the front man from Don't Mind Dying on the line with us right here. We're going to say hello to BC. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, I told everyone if the radio gods are looking kindly upon us, we'll actually get BC on the line, and here he is. I can't believe it. I've been trying to get you here on the radio for quite some time, so I'm glad to have you.
Thanks for waking my old ass up.
All right, well, I've got some other guys in the studio here with me. They can all say hi as well, John and Peter and Chris and Tom.
What's up, brother?
Hey,
what's up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
What's up, BT?
So, hey, let's talk about the show tomorrow night. For people who aren't familiar with your band, tell people a little bit about Don't Mind Dying.
Oh, man, we're a heavy blues band, mm-hmm. kind of. And, we like to play rock and roll music. And, we love playing in Columbia. That's our people.
You've been doing it for a while. We were talking about Slug Trail just a few minutes ago.
Oh man, that's a little ugly for the radio, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we didn't play any tracks, luckily, but we were just kind of reminiscing a little bit back in the East Side days, you know.
Oh yeah.
All right, so tomorrow night, what do you know about Western States? Are you familiar with that band? I know it's Sean Cannon.
Yeah, Sean Cannon's in that. A Bachman guy and a couple of Doxies, Oklahoma boys, and a couple of St. Louis guys around there. And they're going to be really good, man. I think they're going to blow everybody away tomorrow.
All right. Let's tell the people a little bit about your band. I know that Travis is still playing keys for you. Is that right? Who's on drums?
Yeah, Brian Kitt. He's up there at Access Percussion. Actually, I've been playing in bands with him since we were 16 years old. He's awesome. Jason Caden on the guitar.
Yep.
And Graham Greer is our bass player.
And you up front singing.
Yeah, I do a little caterwauling here and there.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a great show tomorrow night. John's got a new record. We've been playing tracks off of that during the show this morning. He's got some great new material as well.
Well, he's one of the most prolific bastards here in town, man. He lays it out.
You aren't kidding.
One of the great.
One after another, and I tell you, he can play that guitar as well.
Yeah, he's one of the best. That's for sure, man. Actually, a long time ago when we was looking for a guitar player, like, he was the first one that came to my mind, and we gave him a ring, and he was like, oh, man, I ain't going to play in a band with BC.
That wasn't what I said.
I said
you'd have to work around my son's schedule, which I'm sure would be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's going to be a hell of a show tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it, and I'd like to tell people they should really consider putting that one on the calendar. Doors at 8 o'clock. Music starts at 9. We got Don't Mind Dying, the John Galbraith Trio, and Western States, who I'm not familiar with, but I'm looking forward to checking them out as well. So, all right, dude. Well, hey, thanks again. I'm glad we got a chance to chat. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow night.
All right, I'm buying the first round.
All right, take care, BC.
All right, man. Later.
All right, everybody. That's BC, the front man there for Don't Mind Dying. You can catch them tomorrow night with the John Galbraith Trio and Western States. That's going to be a hell of a show down there at Rose Music Hall, 8 o'clock doors, and the show's at 9 o'clock. And we also have... Chris and Tom, once again, your show is Wednesday.
The night before Thanksgiving.
The night before Thanksgiving. I feel like there's a story there. I feel like the night before Christmas. I feel like you're going to continue when you say that, but then you just stop.
Right. Yeah. There's no punchline to that.
Okay. All right. It's just the night before Thanksgiving.
Doors open at 7, and first set starts at 8.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Let's take a look around and see what else is happening this weekend while we've got a minute here. Travis Denning with Cameron Marlowe and Plain and Simple. That's tonight at the Blue Note. He's wearing a cowboy hat, so I'm guessing that's going to be a country show. We have the Fleetwood Mac. Maybe not. You know,
but I guess I'm being stereotypical.
Yeah. But I don't know. He's also wearing like a plaid shirt. I've got to go country.
Did you assume my genre?
Right. Saturday at the Blue Note. Wow, another Fleetwood Mac tribute.
You can't have too many Fleetwood Mac tributes.
I just don't get it. I mean, there are a lot of tributes. I just don't really understand the tribute. The tribute to Fleetwood Mac.
Everyone's going their own way.
Yeah. I love it. Wow, where's the rim shot when you need it? Anyway, okay, the Fleetwood Mac tribute.
With Ian Vardell,
and it says Orchard Fire.
Yeah, I played with them at the very beginning, and they turned into a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. They moved to Nashville and stuff. But Ian Vardell has some...
There's a lot of money in that Fleetwood Mac action, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a good band.
Ian Vardell has some really good music. He put out some stuff recently. He'll have some CDs tomorrow. It's some really amazing stuff.
Great. Okay.
He plays with like Ray Fitzgerald and stuff.
I love Ray. She's my favorite. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So that's tomorrow. Ian Vardell, Orchard Fire, and the Fleetwood Mac tribute tomorrow at the Blue Note. I will mention the next week, the Last Waltz, the anniversary celebration. That's the recreation, of the classic performance that the band did, Levon Helms and Robbie Robertson and that whole crew. It was like 1975 or 76, and they actually made a film, and they're going to recreate that at the Blue Note next Friday, and that's the Fried Crawdaddies will be essentially the band, and then a whole bunch of local and regional talent that'll be doing all kinds of special guests singing and playing and all that kind of stuff. Full horn section, everything. I mean, they're going to have 8 or 9 people in the band, so it should be a lot of fun. And that's only a $7 ticket. At any rate, that's going on next week. Rose Music Hall. Tonight we've got the Pajama Jam, Cat Daddy's Funky Fuzz Bunker Band. I said it right. It's hard to say that. With Baby Sox Robinson. Wow. Not familiar with Baby Sox, but I like the name.
That's a... Sunshine Mama's baby daddy.
Yeah, Alex.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen him perform in years, but him and...
me either. Sammy,
of course. Yeah, Sammy and Alex. They used to perform together, you know, back in the day. And they have a daughter now.
Yeah.
And I saw Sammy just a few months ago in the summertime. I think it was at Fortune Fest, I think it was. And anyway, she's a wonderful young woman. And she's a talented girl. She can really sing.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen Alex in a long time. I wonder what this Baby Sox Robinson is. Who knows?
He might juggle with them or something.
You never know with him. Yeah. All right. So you can check that out tonight at Rose Music Hall. That's 8 o'clock doors, 9 o'clock show. Tomorrow night, Western States, Don't Mind Dying, and the John Galbraith Trio. That's their CD release party. We talked about that a little bit earlier, but once again, tomorrow night, our guests in the studio will be there at Rose Music Hall, 8 o'clock doors, 9 o'clock show. That's only a $5 show. It's going to be a great bunch of music tomorrow night. Cafe Berlin, what we got going on at the cafe? Tonight, R.A. Washington, Morning A Black Star, and New Block City. That's going to be a hip-hop show down there at Cafe Berlin. They bring a lot of cool stuff to Columbia, I got to say. Who's doing the booking there? Is it Matt? Still?
They have a new guy. Martin? I don't remember his last name.
I'm not sure, but I need to find out and get them here on the program. I've had, you know, Mike Nolan from the Blue Note and Rose, and he's doing a great job. They and Pat... All those guys and girls do a fantastic job of bringing wonderful music here to Columbia, but also really promoting the local and the regional scene. I mean, they do such a great job of including bands like yours.
Yeah, Pat's really helped out a lot. I mean, he was my across the street neighbor for a while too. So
is that right, Pat K?
Yeah. Pat K, yep.
Well, and he's got his own project. He's a hell of a musician himself. The K Brothers are very popular, and they've done some great shows over the last couple of years here. So, anyway, great stuff coming from lots of different venues here in Columbia. And Cafe Berlin is one that I'd really like to talk to the folks, because they're doing a great job of bringing some really cool stuff and unique. Nothing going on, though, for a week or two after the show tonight at Cafe Berlin. I think they're going to be kind of dark for the holidays, at least the Thanksgiving holiday. All right, Roachport General Store, another fun venue. John, I've seen you play down there at the Roachport Store before. Do you like that little venue?
Yeah, we like playing there. I think we're supposed to be there in January 17th.
Yeah.
Have you been down there, Peter, yet?
I have ridden by it on a bicycle.
Well, that's a fun little venue, and not the biggest place, but they always treat the bands real nice down there.
Yeah, good people.
All right, looks like tonight the Blues Highway at the Roachport General Store, and tomorrow the Terry Smith Trio. Anybody familiar? No. Interesting. All right. Well, you'll have to go find out for yourself. The Blues Highway tonight at the Roachport General Store, and the Terry Smith Trio tomorrow. Those are usually 8 o'clock shows. They go to about 10 or 11. I do want to mention there's a place called the Route Z Classic Country Barn and Grill, which is a little bit east of town here. But I heard this on Woody's show on Monday afternoon. Woody Atkins does a program here on KOPN. It's called the Real Deal Country Show. And if you're interested in country music, and by that I mean traditional country, Western swing, and Ameripolitan music is sort of like the new version of the old stuff, I guess. But anyway, Woody Atkins does a great job of bringing that stuff to us every Monday from 3 to 5. But he interviewed Dion Pride, who's Charlie Pride's son, on Monday. And Dion Pride will be performing tomorrow night at the Route Z Classic Country Barn and Grill. So that's only 10, 15 miles away from Columbia here. And it's a dinner show. You actually buy a ticket, and they provide a beautiful dinner, and then the show with Mr. Pride. So if you've got the gumption, that's something that's going on tomorrow as well. Okay, Eastside Tavern, I thought I'd just take a look, because once in a while they got music these days. I'm really pleased to see Sal and the gang bringing some live music back. They used to do quite a bit of it, right? Yeah. And lately, a little bit more. In fact, I saw a great show there last Sunday night. Tim Carey was there and did a solo set, and Blake Gardner and the Farmers, who will be here on the program with me actually in a couple weeks. And there was another band that was called Atlas, who had a young woman named Amber who sang for them, who just had a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
And I need to find out more about her, and we're going to get her on the radio here, too.
I sat in with them a few months back.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Travis Foyts and Amber Rogers.
I know Travis Foyts.
She's got a great voice.
Boy, could she sing.
They're writing some cool stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Travis is a good songwriter. And they played some interesting stuff last Sunday. So, yeah, so Eastside Tavern, even though there's nothing going on tonight except karaoke, which is always a lot of fun anyway, but they are doing some live music more and more frequently at Eastside, and I'm sure glad to see that, and we encourage it. Thanks, Sal. So,
yes.
9:45, we've got Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts coming up in 15 minutes. I want to get another one of John Galbraith Trio's new songs on the air here. What do I want to play? I like the song When All the Good Times Are Gone, and I really like the song The Man Without a Plan. But you also brought another disc, John. Tell me about this. You've got more new music here as well. Yeah. What's going on with this?
Oh, that's the new stuff me and Peter's been working on, which is almost done. Maybe a couple more visits to the studio and should be finished mixing and mastering it.
Okay.
We have a La Movida CD over here too.
Do you? Maybe we'll play one off of this and then we'll close out with one of yours. John, how about that?
That sounds good.
Thanks, John. Thanks,
yeah,
brother.
Sure.
I think what we'll do, I think we're going to save your new stuff for the next time you come and join us.
That sounds good.
And because I really do want to play The Man Without a Plan when we close out the show. It's my favorite song on your new record.
Cool.
And it's just an awesome song. So what we'll do then is we'll pop this one out. And Chris, tell me what you think we should play from this record, or Tom, what do you guys?
Well, how many minutes you got?
Oh, I don't know. We got four.
The shortest one is Cumbanchero, and that's like 3:36. So that's probably Cumbanchero.
Cumbanchero, merengue.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's really fast dancing.
Is that right?
Really fast. Yes.
Okay, so this is La Movida from a performance that was live at the Blue Note. When was that recorded, you guys?
2010.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Right. La Movida will have harmonica with it at this show.
Yes.
There's no harmonica on this recording. That's the only difference.
Okay, cool. All right, well, this is La Movida, live at the Blue Note from December 18th, 2010. This song is called, how do you pronounce it?
Cumbanchero.
Cumbanchero. I like it. Back in a few minutes. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Bombonero que se va. There you go. Comanchero. That is La Movida. You can catch them Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving.
So a little disclaimer, the woman singer, Melania, is no longer with us. So, like, swap out a harmonica player, blues singer.
Okay. From Memphis.
Well, it works.
It does.
All right. Once again, the night before Thanksgiving, that's La Movida and Los Desterrados. You can catch them. It's at Rose, correct?
At Rose. Doors at 7. First show at 8.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What time we got? We got 9:53. So we got a couple minutes to wrap things up here. John, anything you'd like to say to all your fans out there?
Fans? All both of them? They're probably asleep. But we just mentioned the...
I got you right here, man.
You're awake. I'm sure BC went back to sleep.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. We got him on the line. I still can't believe it. That's great.
We just mentioned talking about the whole band, the Gold Bugs, Gold Bugs are supposed to have a reunion. We're opening for Hoot and Hollers at Rose Music Hall on New Year's Eve.
Exactly. So. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. In fact, it was Andy Ream's birthday yesterday, the drummer for the Hoot and Hollers, and had a little chat with Andy. They're in the UK right now. They've been on about a three-week tour of most of England, all around the English countryside, just having a rock and roll time over there and doing real well. So kudos to those guys and Kelly Everett, absolutely fantastic on that saxophone, and John and Andy been doing it for a long time, and we're all buddies. It's amazing that we all kind of come from the same
Blue Tube days.
It's amazing. Yeah, absolutely true. So that's going to be great, John. New Year's Eve, the Gold Bugs, a reunion show. Your drummer, Jason, will he be back?
Yeah, he's coming back. Fantastic. We wouldn't do it without him.
Okay, all right.
Coming back from New Orleans.
Yeah, and the Hoot and Hollers. So, fun times, all right? We got a lot of good music coming up for the next 45 days or so, folks, as we close out the year here. So, we're running out of time, though, so I will say thank you to my guests, Tom and Chris and John, Peter.
Thank you.
And looking forward to the great music tomorrow night. John, I hope you have a great show and get a nice turnout. Folks, head on out there. If you got the gumption, it's going to be a great show tomorrow night at Rose. We've got the John Galbraith Trio, Western States, and Don't Mind Dion. They're going to rock your socks tomorrow. And the night before Thanksgiving, Wednesday, Rose Music Hall, La Movida, and Los Desterrados, among a bunch of other stuff always happening around town. So get out there and find something. All right.
Cool.
Cheers,
thanks.
You guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, bro.
Yep.
Thanks.
Take care of yourselves. We're going to hear one more here from JG3 on the way out. I will tell you to stick around for Diana Moxon. And speaking of the art, she'll be with you in just a few minutes here. This is one called The Man Without a Plan. It's my favorite song on your new record, John. And I think this is one that your son helps out on and a whole bunch of other folks. There's a bunch of cool horns and great stuff happening on this one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody enjoy it. We'll get back with you next week where I will have, Mason Van Ghost. Next week, we'll have a little hip-hop here on the show. And we might have a stop-in from one of the Crawdaddies just to say something about that Last Waltz program again that's happening next Friday. So anyway, next week, Mason Van Ghost, come on back and check it out. Be cool to yourself, be cool to other people, and we'll catch you then. Take care.
Not knowing what to do. This is a story.
sure he's getting farther than before. This is a story of a man without a plan again. Not knowing where he's going, not caring where he's been again. This is a story of a man without a plan again. Note, the planless man goes on and never gives up hope.